Today we have the privilege of talking with Deanne Thurmer, the president of SSM Health Ripon Community Hospital, Waupun Memorial Hospital, and St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. But not for much longer, as the case is, right?
Correct. I have the privilege of retiring on July 1st of this year, after 41 years of healthcare.
Now, did you spend all 41 years in this area?
I actually did, Bob. I was a new grad in 85 in the intensive care at Waupun on the night shift. So that's how I started.
And you kind of went up through the ranks, I guess you could say, right? But some of that involved education. You continued your education.
Yes. I was very supported by the congregation of Sisters of St. Agnes. They really encourage growth, and part of that is going back to school and receive my master's at Marion and other leadership development courses.
So what's it like to be president of three different hospitals?
I have had the privilege of being with Waupun the longest. So I was there the 41 years. And then I really like rural healthcare. I like what we bring to the community and the community brings to us. And so when they asked if I would expand into Ripon, it was really pretty seamless because Ripon's very similar to Waupun. They're both critical access and they're both very much partnered with the community. And then most recently was asked by SSM to take on St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. And they're also a rural hospital. And so very much similar. I have wonderful teams behind me. You can't do three facilities and ministries without having great people with you. So I was fortunate.
Yeah, I've been at St. Clair Hospital, very scenic area, the Baraboo area, and, of course, known for their history with the circus. And they've got conference rooms at the hospital named after some of those circuses, right?
They do. We have the Ringling Room. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. So is this going to be an honest-to-goodness retirement for you, or do you have something planned out beyond that?
No, this is an honest-to-goodness retirement. I am so looking forward to spending time with my husband, Art. We have four beautiful grandchildren, and so really focusing this summer on just spending time with them because they're growing up so fast. And then I have three grown boys, and they have beautiful families, too. And so just wanting to spend time with family this summer, and then we'll see what the fall brings.
So you started out in nursing, right?
I did. ICU and then went to ER. Loved ER, yeah.
So I imagine you must have a soft spot for the nurses in the hospitals.
Well, you know, after being in administration as long as I am, I really, truly appreciate everyone. You know, I have to be diplomatic here, Bob, because truly we couldn't do what we do without each of them. I mean, the nurses are the frontline staff with the physicians and providers, but, you know, our patients expect that we have quality food and cleanliness, and our maintenance make sure that everything's working properly. So really, the whole team makes the difference in the facility, and I've been blessed to have high-quality hospitals in each of the markets I serve.
Now, who's replacing you?
Great question. And so for Ripon and Waupun, it'll be Nicole Gill. She has been the VP under me, and she'll step forward and assume the administrator role for Ripon and Waupun. And in St. Clair Baraboo, it'll be Mary Laham, who had a very similar role, and she'll step in. And so they are both very qualified, have been doing a wonderful job. And so I remember one of the sisters telling me the best thing you can do is work yourself out of a position. And so these two are doing a wonderful job, and they'll step in seamlessly.
So it'll probably be a pretty seamless transition then.
It will be, Bob.
Okay. Now, you've also reached the point where you're starting to receive awards for your life's work. What was the most recent one you got?
It was the Rural Wisconsin Health Co-op Rural Health Ambassador Award. And so that was pretty fantastic. I received that when I was here at St. Clair with my team and a representative, really for the work I've done in rural health this past year.
Are you setting the bar high for the next person here or what?
Oh, well, you know, I think if you have a passion for something and you love what you do, then it's easy to do it. You don't mind coming to work. I mean, you know that. You've worked a long time and have done a wonderful job in radio, and you had to like what you do. And so I've been fortunate to like what I do, like who I do it with, and I feel blessed.
Tell us about the people that you've served. I imagine that's got to be one of the keys to making you go back each day.
Well, I think when I think about some of the things of like our community collaboration, you know, in each of the communities, getting to know the administrators or the mayors and what's important for the community. So like in Waupun, early on, we knew that we needed to work with the Department of Corrections, that they were looking for health care so they didn't have to take them all the way to Madison. So we set up a secure unit. So hopefully most folks who visit us don't even know we have the secure unit within the Waupun hospital itself, but we're able to take care of the incarcerated patients in our area in a very effective way. And so that was a wonderful accomplishment. And in Ripon, we've been so fortunate to have a foundation for years at that hospital who supported Ripon Hospital, and we still have our auxiliary. So the auxiliary runs our gift shop, and they're just there every day being ambassadors for our care. And so love those, the group. I don't want to say ladies because we do have male volunteers too. And then in St. Clair, we really this last couple of years have worked really hard with the food pantry here in town and transportation. And so those are things outside the walls of the hospital that we get involved with that can really help our patients in the communities.
Well, it's been a pleasure working with you, Deanne, over the years. I know I've interviewed you in person and over the phone, and definitely watched your progress through the years. So I was kind of surprised when you were named president of three hospitals, but...
But then you probably weren't, you know, you're probably like, okay.
I was like, more. Well, it makes sense to me, you know. I mean, she knows what she's doing. So, and obviously SSM Health and Agnesian Healthcare before that had faith in you, and then the Sisters of St. Agnes, so.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
But thank you very much for joining us. Good luck in your retirement.
Thanks, Bob. You also.